My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast, episode 162, a gentle yoga practice for beginners with some focus on the hamstrings, shoulders, and balance. As always, it's a nice, well-rounded practice. And if you have some props around, we'll use those, a strap, bolster, blanket, even a sandbag if you have one, and two blocks. So all of the props, if you don't have those things, you can use books, pillows, blankets, things you have around the house, a belt. Most people, you probably have some of these things you can use. If you don't have them, that's totally fine. So even if you're not a beginner, this is always just fundamental, foundational stuff to come back to. And if you are a beginner or you know somebody, I have the Yoga for Beginners course for a limited time. It's still just $47. It's a 3-hour on-demand online training that walks you through the philosophy, the anatomy, the alignment, the common mistakes people make, and how to progress poses from beginner to intermediate to advanced over time. So you see a clear path that you can walk on your practice in your practice and know to how to improve, how to grow, and how to keep learning, and common mistakes to avoid. So there's lots of things that I've learned over my 10 plus years of practice and teaching now, and that I've picked up that you can avoid those mistakes. So you don't have to make those same mistakes. And a lot of issues I've seen with students who have maybe injuries or working with preventing injuries, things you can learn to be very proactive and preventative in your health approach to yoga. So it's a really cool, comprehensive online class, and it's at quietmind.yoga/beginners, or in the link in the show notes, you can check it out right there. So not too much to say about today's class, pretty simple and straightforward. I just hope you enjoy your time for yourself and your practice. And if you want to practice with me live on Zoom, I have classes every week, including a yin class. So if you like this gentle style, you'll probably really like the yin classes every Sunday morning that I teach on Zoom at 9:30 a.m. Central Time. And we've got people from all over the world joining at different times. So you're welcome to join any time zone you're in. That's at quietmind.yoga/classes, where you can see those. You're welcome to come as a guest to the first class. Otherwise, it's a suggested donation of $17. Now you can check that out at quietmind.yoga/classes. And again, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy your practice today and have a great rest of your week. So let's start with our props. So we'll take the bolster to the back of the mat. And this is like it's like an advanced setup, so it's a little tricky to get it right at first, but we'll figure it out. So you have your blocks towards the front of your mat, about hips width apart, and that's where your calves are going to end up. So your foot will be hanging off the edge of the block. And then the key to this one is you want to make sure your tail is on the bolster. And you might end up needing your blanket, depending on how long you are in relation to the bolster. So you might have your blanket towards the back of the bolster. But where you're going to end up is laying back. So everything's off the ground, basically, except your arms. And this helps to open up in this area in the chest and shoulders. And your head is just, you'll probably want your blanket under the head, so it's a little bit lower than the bolster. So it's creating a little bit of an opening in the chest and shoulders. Now, if you feel a little more open here, what you could do is have your shoulders more towards the ground. So the shoulders and head are on the floor, so it's creating more of this sort of back bend shape. But these bolsters are pretty thick, so that, you know, that might be too much. So you could always put your blanket under the back. And you can have your arms beside you in a T or overhead, like a goalpost shape overhead. And we'll stay here for a little while. This is a great place to slowly work out the tension in the shoulders, upper chest, shoulder area. And it's almost the opposite of the usual posture we end up in throughout the day of rounding the back and shoulders. So this way we're opening the back and shoulders. And we'll start to transition from here off of the props. So we'll come to sit up and grab the blanket. And we'll use the blanket. So normally it's like this sort of rectangle. We'll just open that out one fold. So it's like a wider rectangle. And then roll it up the long way into a cylinder shape. Make sure it's a firm roll, so it has a roundness to it and less of a flatness to it. And this is going to give us a little bit more pronounced back bend, a little bit deeper into this area we just opened. And that's going to go under the shoulder blades towards the back of your mat. And you could use your sandbag here on your waist. So your shoulders end up touching the floor over the blanket, arms overhead. And the sandbag is kind of weighing down the hips, grounding the body. Now, if you feel like too much sensation here, you come up and make the roll thinner to decrease the intensity. Or if you feel like you want a little bit more, you can make the roll thicker to increase the intensity in the back bend here. So make sure your scapula, the shoulder blades, touch the floor past the blanket. And the roll is underneath the shoulder blades, about bra strap height, maybe a little bit lower. Now we'll start to transition from here. You can move the bolster and come off of the blanket. And we'll just move the blanket to the side and come down to the back with no props under the back. Just have your strap nearby. We'll use that in a minute. But have your knees come in, rock a little bit side to side on the back now, massaging out the tension from the upper back, middle back. And come to the center, one hand on each knee. You can have the feet together or ankles crossed. Press the knees forward to arch the low back, tilting the pelvis, and then draw the knees in to round the low back. A few times forward and back here, knees moving in and out, releasing tension in the lower back. And keep your right knee in and let your left leg extend straight out to the floor. Right knee hugs in towards the right shoulder. Shoulders and neck stay relaxed. And switch legs, left knee comes in, right leg extends out to the floor. And both knees in, holding outside of the feet, shins, or knees. For happy baby, and you could hold the knees in, you could move side to side, extending legs if you want. Anything that feels good for hips, legs here. And then bring soles of the feet together down to the floor. So knees are apart, feet are together in bound angle pose. And the arms can just relax beside you on the belly or overhead. And bring the knees back together. And separate the knees, the feet wider apart, the knees towards the center. And then start to rock a little bit side to side, like windshield wipers with the legs. The knees fall left to right. Not pushing into this, not going too deep, but just gently. This helps to move that side joint, the low back, and the hips, the legs, side to side. And back to the middle. And now we'll take the strap to the right foot. Right leg vertical towards, well, right leg straight. Doesn't have to be vertical towards the ceiling, but straight does help extend the hamstrings. And then once it's straight, you can move it more towards vertical. Once it's all the way straight up, you don't really need to go any further than that. You could wrap the strap around your hands to take some of the effort out of the wrists and forearms. And your left knee can be bent to help support this, or left leg could be straight, making this a little more, and it deepens the stretch a little bit more. Now internally rotate the right leg so toes turn slightly in towards the center. And externally rotate the leg, toes turn slightly out from the center. And then back to center. Strap into your right hand as you open the right leg out to the right any amount towards the ground. Your left hip stays close to the ground. Back up to the center. Now left leg straightens. If the left knee is still bent, straighten the left leg and take the strap into your left hand and just move the right leg across the body like 15 degrees or so. Not all the way to the twist yet. So focusing on outer right hip at first. And then you can go all the way towards a twist, letting your hips stack, right shoulder towards the ground. But if you want to stay in that first version, you could stay there too. Come back up to the center and slowly release the leg down to the floor. Just notice left and right leg. Maybe your right leg feels a little more relaxed, a little longer. And then we'll take the strap to the left foot. Left leg extends straight up. Again, doesn't have to be vertical, but straight leg does help fully extend the hamstrings and then move towards vertical. So your legs are like 90 degree angle eventually. You can wrap the strap around the hands if you want. Shoulder to neck, stay relaxed. And we'll hold here with slow, relaxed breathing, helping
The muscle fibers slowly lengthen and relax over time here. Now internally rotate the left leg, toes turn slightly in towards the center. And toes turn out, externally rotate the left leg. And back to center. Now strap into the left hand and open the left leg out to the left any amount. Right hip stays close to the ground. Come back up to center, strap into the right hand, and just move a little bit across the midline at first, emphasizing outer left hip, IT band. All the way towards the twist if you want. Stacking the hips, left shoulder towards the ground, turning the head to the left. And then back up to center and slowly remove the strap. Just let the leg down. Notice left and right. Now bend the knees and either roll over to your side or rock forward and back to come up to hands and knees. Have your blanket under the knees. And begin to make any movements that you like here from hands and knees, forward, back, side to side, listening to your body, moving all around in the hips, shoulders, neck. And then back to center to bring your hands wider apart onto the wood floor. Move side to side into the shoulders, left to right, all around in the upper back. And then back. to center with the spine. Still keep your hands on the wood floor, just to move the shoulder blades together and apart a few times, up and down. Similar to cat-cow, but just in the upper back. And then back to center to bring both arms forward and lower the forehead down towards the ground. Hips stay over the knees in Anahatasana, heart chakra pose. Forehead maybe touches down to the floor. And from here, thread your left arm underneath, left shoulder towards the ground into a twist. And breathe into the upper back under the left shoulder. Your breath like a sense of touch to move into tension under the left shoulder. Compress more into the right hand, reach more with the left hand, or just make it more passive and resting if you want to. And we'll slowly come over to the other side. Right arm reaches through, right shoulder down. Breathe into the space under the right shoulder blade. And we'll come back to the center, to hands and knees, to downward facing dog. You can bend one knee at a time, easing into down dog, lengthening the whole back line of the body from the heels to the back of the neck. And settle into down dog, pressing both heels down towards the ground, lengthening the spine, pressing through the base knuckles of the fingers, lengthening the sides, hips lifting up and back, sit bones widen, and then slowly lower down to the hands and knees. And we'll find a little balance here. So from hands and knees, have your right leg reach back and lift off the ground, strengthening back of the right leg. Focus your gaze at a single point to find your stability. And you could stay here or lift the left arm as well. We'll hold and breathe here. Turn the left palm of the hand in towards the center. So that creates an external rotation of the shoulder joint. You start to open the palm towards the ceiling. And then we'll slowly come back to hands and knees. Other side now, left leg reaches back. Balance. Right arm can reach forward. And a little external rotation of the right arm. So you start to turn the palm in and then up towards the ceiling. Take some pressure off of the traps, the upper shoulders. And lower down to hands and knees. Now let your feet swing a little bit to the right for a side plank variation. So you have your left leg reach back, your left arm lifts up. Now you're lifting your left leg parallel to the floor. So your toes, left toes are pointing out to the left, belly points to the left. Hold and breathe here. And then back down to hands and knees. Let your feet swing over to your left. Side plank here, lifting the right leg up and back. So you're on the left knee for stability. You're on the left hand for stability, and the right arm could lift up. Focus your gaze at a single spot, steady breath. And then slowly back down. And then come all the way down to the belly and either move your blanket or put it under the hips instead of the knees. And all the way down to the floor. So here we'll have the hands under the shoulders and let the head lift off the ground, just the head at first. That activates the spinal stabilizers, the deepest spine muscles. And then lift the hands off the floor. That starts to work some of the bigger back muscles. And lift the feet. Slight bend in the knees to contract the hamstrings and glutes. You could stay here or reach your arms straight back, engaging the triceps. In this one, the palms start facing down and then start to open out away from the center to find, again, the external rotation in the shoulders. And slowly release, relaxing arms anywhere that feels good. Turn the head to one side and feel the effort and tension release from the body, tension fading out of the muscles. So always developing the ability to activate, contract muscles when we need to, and release tension that's held in the body, let it go when we need to. Once again, just lift the head off the ground, engaging spinal stabilizers, and then the hands, the arms, then the feet, slight bend in the knees. Again, the arms could be straight into locust pose. Hold and breathe here. And then slowly release. Then come back to a child's pose with knees apart, hips towards the heels, forehead towards the ground. And then up to the hands and knees, to down dog. And then walk forward to the forward fold at the front of the mat. And slowly roll up the spine to stand. Head comes up last. So find sort of like locust pose, lifting the heart, straightening the arms, contracting the legs. So everything activating here. Just a little bit less of the back bend, like locust, for mountain pose. Feel the stability and strength of your legs, your feet, your glutes, belly, everything active and strong here. So you can lean into your right foot. And let your left toes touch the floor behind you. So start to find your balance here. So you can start with left toes just touching the floor. And then the next step is you just lift the foot like an inch off the ground. Just doing that helps. You have to engage your glutes, your legs. Everything has to activate just to be able to do that. And you're already working all the same muscles to go further. So if you want to start to hinge at the front hip, stay somewhere you can breathe a few breaths. And you can use the wall for support and balance as well. It's better to do a small amount and stay engaged than to do a lot and fall right away. All right, strong glutes, strong spine, strong legs, focus, breath, and gaze. And we'll start to come back to stand. Let everything relax for a moment, just kind of loosen up the arms and legs. And then again, like locusts, activate everything. Strong spine, strong legs, strong arms. And lean into your left foot and let the right toes touch the floor behind you. And you can stay right there. Start to lift the leg just a little bit off the ground. Engages all the back muscles. And then you can start to hinge more parallel towards the floor. Focus the gaze. Steady breath here. And slowly come back up to stand. Relax for a moment. And then we'll do the outer hip version of that, similar to the side plank thing we did on the floor. So, your feet pointing towards the front of the mat. Turn your left foot back, about 3 feet back. Toes turn out, so your left foot steps back a little bit. Left hand's on the left waist, and then your right hand helps you kind of counterbalance as you lift the left leg any amount. So you're focusing more on the outer hips now. And you can always use a wall for this as well. Kind of lean into the wall if you need to. So half moon pose. But we're starting from the top down, just slowly coming into it, building the strength and balance to the outer hips. And slowly come back to where we started, back to standing. Now left foot stays pointing forward at the front of your mat, right foot turns back. And when you're using the wall for this, you can start, you can have like your back to the wall, kind of. So you can kind of lean into the wall if you need to. And you slowly start to float your right leg up any amount. So you want your, turn the other way, both of you, turn around. Yeah, there you go. And then you kind of lift your right leg up and back. There you go. All right, half moon pose, Ardha Chandrasana, strong outer hips. And then come back to stand and let everything relax. And all the way up to the front of the mat to reach the arms overhead. And catch your left wrist for side bend. And back up to center to the other side. And then back to center to fold at the waist. Back to the forward fold, Uttanasana. You can hold opposite elbows, legs, whatever feels good. Knees can bend a lot with this. You can let your neck relax. And then release hands to the floor or to the blocks. And actually, let's all grab the blocks at the front of the mat at the highest height. And we'll set up for a pyramid pose here. So your right foot will stay forward and your left foot steps back about 2 to 3 feet and just slightly turned out, kind of like it was in the half moon. Both legs are straight here. So if your left heel lifts, you scoot your left foot forward a little bit so you can get the heel down. Yeah. Both legs straight, both heels down. Long spine starts to fold at the waist. And you could shift your weight forward into the right foot to lift the right hip or back into the left foot to lift the left hip. And maybe find somewhere in the middle or wherever feels best for you in pyramid pose. And then we'll step the left foot up to switch. Right foot steps back. Blocks give us some room to lengthen the spine. And then you can shift the weight forward or back in the legs, feeling that out.
Now we'll step the right foot up to meet the left. And separate your feet wider apart to a wide-legged forward fold. Hands on the blocks gives you room to lengthen the spine again. And from that length, start to hinge at the waist. Elbows can bend, folding down over the legs any amount. Maybe eventually hands come to the floor. Or any other arm variation that you want to work with here. And we'll start to come back to feet together, feet hips width apart. And move your blocks to the side, step back to down dog. And then down to a child's pose, either knees apart or knees together, arms back. Now I'll start to come up to the hands and knees and bring the right knee forward for a pigeon pose here. Or you could come down to your back for pigeon pose if you want to go to that one again. Slowly start to transition to the other side.
we'll start to transition up to sitting. So now you'll be sitting on the tail with your feet on the floor, so knees bent, feet on the floor in front of you, like a sort of crab shape, hands behind you. You'll set up for some versions of deer pose. So first let your knees fall to your right side. So you end up having your left knee into the right arch of the foot and start to lean back towards your hands. This helps to open the front of the hip, the front of your left hip. Maybe you can call down to your right elbow, going a little bit deeper into this, and even reaching through your left arm, adding a little more. Your right foot kind of helps press down into the knee, accentuating that opening of the hip. And the spine kind of extends like locust, accentuating the opening of the front of the hip. And then we'll slowly start to twist towards the back of your mat. So now coming onto the hands, turning towards the back of your mat, maybe down to the elbows, maybe the head down towards the hands. Stretching into the lower left side of the back. We'll start to come out of this twist, back up. Back to that starting position with your feet on the floor, knees bent, hands behind you. Let your legs fall to your left to bring the right knee into the left arch. And then start to lean back to open the front of the right hip. Maybe come down to your left elbow and reach through your right arm, right side. You can contract your right glutes to help extend the front of the hip here. Lengthening throughout the whole right side of the body. And then start to turn the right hand down towards the floor, turning into the twist back to hands or elbows or head towards the hands. And then we'll untwist back up. Now we'll set up for our resting pose here. So I'll give you a suggestion, and if you want to do something else, you can do that as well. To have your blocks hips width apart at the highest height, to put your bolster on top of that. So it's like a supported Shavasana, legs right over the bolster, up to the back of your knees. So you can lay back, and lower back is pretty neutral on the floor, not rounding or arched. And then the bolster on the waist, or sorry, the sandbag on the waist for weight there. And the blanket, you could cover up with the blanket or put it under the neck for support there. Make any last adjustments you want to feel rested and supported here. Back of the body heavy. Front of the body light. Start to make small movements of your fingers and toes. Arms and legs. And eventually, slowly come back up to sitting. Take your time. And we'll close our practice by bringing the hands together to the heart. And bowing the mind to the heart, to each other. Thank you for practicing today. Namaste.